time for us to welcome you to another Speaking of Schools. Hello, I'm Doug Keel. Today, a conversation about South Carolina's online learning program, that is Virtual SC, an office of the South Carolina Department of Education. Deirdre Edwards is our guest. She's going to be talking about a number of things which are new this year. Most importantly, the fall 2016 registration dates, which are in effect currently for some students. You'll want to get these registration dates straight if you're planning on taking part in Virtual SC in the fall. Many other topics that we'll be discussing, including a future middle school program, credit recovery courses, the growth in the 2015 and 2016 school year, all that much more coming up. Virtual SC, our guest, as we're speaking of schools. Well, it's that time of year once again where we have to talk about Virtual SC. That's South Carolina's online virtual school program. And today we're going to be talking with Deirdre Edwards, who is the curriculum team leader with Virtual SC in South Carolina's Department of Education. She's going to fill us in on a number of topics, and we look forward to talking to Deirdre. And welcome to Speaking of Schools. Nice to have you with us.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
Well, I heard Molly Spearman in her address to school administrators in July talking about Virtual SC being, and these are my words, not hers, an underutilized resource. Of course, you have grown every year. You had a growth in numbers in 15 and 16, but I guess from what Molly was saying, there's still room to grow.
We'll always take whoever we can get. We're here to serve the schools and the students of South Carolina.
Well, what about the numbers for the 2015-2016 school year? Did you see an increase? I know there had been an increase up to that point, sometimes exponential.
We did have growth again last year. We have consistently seen between 30 and 40% growth every year, and last year was right in line with that. We had 37% growth. That is 39,924 enrollments that we were able to serve in our high school courses, and 36,180 students enrolled in our elementary keyboarding program, with a total of 76,104 enrollments.
Well, that is truly remarkable. Those numbers are truly remarkable that state the South of South Carolina has that many students who are involved in virtual education in some way or some shape or form. Now, for 2016-2017, are there any new items that people need to know about, withdrawal policies, attendance, things of that nature? Have you got any news in those along those lines?
We have. We have actually worked very hard to simplify our withdrawal and attendance policies. Previous to this year, we've had a 5-day drop for students who didn't show up for course, and then we had a 20-day drop for students who maybe decided that the course was not working well for them or didn't fit in their schedule the way they thought. This year, we have simplified it so that all of our withdrawals happen in 14 days. So the first drop after the beginning of the semester occurs 14 calendar days after classes start. And then we also have an attendance policy where students who do not submit work within a 14-day period over the course of the semester will be dropped from their courses.
Okay, so simpler is better in that particular instance. And by the way, all of this information available to you on the excellent website that's maintained by the folks in the Department of Education, it's virtualsc.org. So we're talking with Deirdre Edwards, who is curriculum team leader with Virtual SC. And I got something here. I learned something, heard something about new fast-track semesters. Is that something where your exceptional students might be able to go a little faster and get a few more credit hours in?
Yes, our fast-track semesters may be a great option for students who want to accelerate. They may also be a good option for students who enroll late, adult education students, or students who transfer schools later in the semester and want to be able to still earn some credits that semester. So these are 8-week semesters, and they will be, at least for this year, electives only. And so priority enrollment for our fall Fast Track semester starts on September 21st. That's for 11th and 12th graders only. For all other grades, enrollment starts on September 28th, and enrollment will close on October 5th.
And, of course, those dates that Deidre is talking about right now is for the Fast Track semesters. We'll get into the Fall 16 registration dates in just a few minutes as our conversation continues. We heard a lot all last year about the grading system, the new grading system, and you've got credit recovery enrollment that's involved with all of that. Talk about the grading system, the 10-point scale, as well as credit recovery enrollment.
Well, along with the rest of the state, we have moved to the 10-point grading scale. And with that change, we have also instituted a change for our credit recovery program. We do serve students all throughout the state in our credit recovery program. And as of this year, students who complete our credit recovery courses will be assigned the lowest passing grade in the new grading scale, which is a 60.
What about new courses, Deirdre? New courses offered this year. I think every year that I've talked to someone in virtual SC that there's a few courses that are new for students, available for students in the state.
Yes, sir, and that is my team's job, and we are very excited this year that we will be rolling out our German 2 course. Last year we piloted German 1, and so this year we're continuing on so that students can get those 2 years that are required for most college admissions in a German program. And we are also adding world geography and world history to our course catalog this year, which are courses that we have had requests for every year since I've been working in curriculum. So we're excited to be able to add those.
Great. So we'll add German now, 1 and 2, to the foreign language courses that are available in virtual South Carolina. Now, we're in the middle of registration for fall 2016. It began a few days ago, and everything's going to close up on the 31st of August. So, Deidre, if you will, talk about the registration dates. Make sure that folks have it straight, because we certainly don't want anybody to be left out.
Yes, sir. Our priority enrollment for grades 11 and 12 opened on August 17th. That will close on August 24th, just for priority enrollment. And then enrollment will open up for all grades on August 24th. And our registration for initial credit courses will close on August 31st. But credit recovery registration will continue remaining open until October 7th. As you may know, our credit recovery courses do open on a rolling enrollment schedule, and students will roll into those courses every Monday until October 10th. And after that, credit recovery courses will be closed until our spring registration opens.
Okay, good information there about the fall 2016 registration dates. Remember, everything shuts down August 31st, so you don't have a whole lot of time in order to get it done for the virtual SC fall semester that is looming right around the corner. You mentioned when you talked about numbers of students who took courses, and particularly with elementary school students with the keyboarding course and everything, there's been a void in middle school courses, but I think I understand that there's going to be something coming for middle schoolers hopefully in the future?
Yes, we're starting work on that this year. Right now we are working on hiring some middle school teachers in every core subject area to work with us to build those courses out, and after we have those middle school courses built out, they will be our pilot teachers for the middle school program, and that's something that we're very excited about.
Yeah, that'll be a real boost for schools in South Carolina, and certainly boost the numbers with virtual SC as well. It was just a few years ago that we learned about franchise programs available in South Carolina. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Oh, yeah. Our franchise program started 3 years ago. Aiken was the first district to sign on with us as a franchise. Last year, we had three more districts sign on, Jasper, Dorchester 4, and Berkeley. And then this year, we have three more districts joining us, Spartanburg 1, Colleton, and Greenwood 50. And if our listeners don't know what the franchise program is, it is a program that allows a district access to our course catalog and our systems in order to run their own local program in a way that best serves their students. And I think every franchise that has signed on with us is doing something a little different, but the reason they're doing it differently is because that's what best serves their students.
And that's been something that I've heard every time I've talked with folks involved with Virtual SC. Your main concern is best serving students, and certainly doing a great job as far as that is concerned. All right, we're down to the learning solutions for schools, and I'm not real sure what that involves. We'll ask Deidre Edwards if she'll fill us in on that.
In addition to our courses, we also offer a number of resources to schools free of charge to use with their students. We did talk a little bit when we talked about numbers for the elementary keyboarding program. That is something that we've seen great success with, and that is just a program that allows elementary schools to help their students learn to touch type. You know, all those high-stakes tests are moving online now, and we want our students to be able to concentrate on their answers instead of trying to figure out where the A key is. And so that's something that we offer to schools. We also offer a statewide license to Schmoop, which are test prep services, and schools, students, and teachers can all get access to that service through us. And that is test prep for all of the major tests that you see in high school. We also have some skills recovery resources. We have a math resource called EdReady that schools can sign up for access through us to offer to their students, and that's just a customizable math resource that they can work with us to make sure that the resources that their students are getting are appropriate for their goals. And then we have three middle school skills recovery ELA resources.
So plenty continues to go on, and I would be remiss too if I didn't mention something about the AP courses that are available through Virtual SC. This has been something that has been a real boost to students, particularly students in small school districts and small schools where perhaps there's not a teacher available for that particular course.
Yes, we are very proud of our AP courses, and we continue to work on building out that AP course catalog, but we currently have 10 AP courses in our catalog, and we have them in every core area and computer science A.
Well, and I'm sure a lot of takers in those particular areas of advanced placement courses, and those run throughout the school year. That's not just a fall course. Am I correct with that?
That is correct. Those courses are very intense, and so we need that whole year to prepare our students for those tests.
Deidre Edwards, who is with the Virtual SC program with South Carolina's Department of Education Curriculum Team Leader. Deidre, is there anything that we haven't talked about that you feel that listeners would want to know, particularly as we get ready for another new semester with Virtual SC?
No, I would encourage them to check out our website, virtualsc.org, and see everything that we offer.
Well, there's plenty there, no question. Virtualsc.org, the website for the South Carolina's online learning program. Deidre Edwards, curriculum team leader with that organization, with us today on Speaking of Schools. We appreciate it. Good to talk to you, and look forward to talking with you or someone from your office as the spring semester would approach, and that'll be sometime late December, of course, or early January when we get into that. But Deidre, thanks very much for your time. Nice talking to you.
All right. Thank you so much, Doug.
Well, there you have the lowdown on the 2016-2017 fall semester of Virtual SC. Our thanks go out to Deidre Edwards, who is with Virtual SC's office in the South Carolina Department of Education, bringing us up to date on the happenings there. A lot of good information for you. Most importantly, those registration dates, which are ongoing as we speak in South Carolina's Department of Education's Office of Virtual Education. Thanks, Deidre. And thank you for being with us. Speaking of Schools is a weekly presentation of South Carolina's Department of Education and can be found here at this website. We appreciate your company, and we'll be back again next week. Join us then as we'll be speaking of schools.